two sentences, you are all welcome to this committee back for 2020. We've got an agenda which is more centered on one item, which is item 3. But I would like to give Mr. Muchumi to provide us with apologies if there is any.
Good morning. The only apology I received is from Ms. Piri, who will not be able to join us today.
Thank you, Mr. Muchumi. I think, therefore, we have to go straight to item number 3, which is consideration and adoption of the first term program and preparation for the strategic planning session. Mr. Muchumi, can you take us through?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. The program, the draft program as it stands, it also takes into consideration the invitations that we have received that we have included tentatively into the program, specifically the invitations from SCOPA. So the first meeting, which is the committee meeting on the 12th of February, which is today, which the committee would consider and make input into the draft program of the committee for this term and also the strategic planning session. And then tomorrow being the State of the Nation address, and then on the 18th is a joint, there's an invitation from SCOPA to invite ESCOM. I have included the letter to the members of the committee where the committee ESCOM would be inviting ESCOM. However, the committee would discuss and also make input in terms of what would the interest of the committee be in a meeting of that nature, because they want it to be a joint meeting. And then on the 19th, a briefing by the Department of Public Enterprises on issues emanating from the State of the Nation Address, but also on the third quarter financial and operational performance of the department and state-owned companies. Also on the same day, we have received an invitation from SCOPA also to have a joint meeting on SAA. The agenda that we had there was the initial agenda that we had as a committee, but now the SCOPA has invited us also to a meeting where they've invited the minister and the business rescue practitioner of SAA to brief parliament. That meeting is scheduled for Wednesday. The committee would discuss and take a decision on that. And then on the 26th of February, there's a proposal for a stakeholder engagement on ESCOM, where the committee would engage with the Department of Mineral Resources, organized labor and energy experts on what their views on the challenges facing ESCOM and the solutions thereof. And the 4th of March, a stakeholder engagement on the issues on SAA and South African Express with the Department of Transport, organized labor and the energy and the experts in the aviation industry. On the same issue of the challenges facing the airline companies and the proposed solutions from the stakeholders. On Transnet, on the 11th of March 2020, a stakeholder engagement on Transnet with the stakeholders on the contribution, how can Transnet contribute to economic growth and socio-economic transformation, with specific focus on the priorities of government, which is rural development, job creation, the promotion and support of small and medium enterprises. That is a program for the third term. And then we are also proposing the committee for a strategic planning session, because the committee have not had one. The researchers and the continent advisor, we have drafted a proposal to the committee, suggestions for the strategic planning session, for the committee to consider and make amendments and proposals on. And then that's what we're proposed, Chair. I'm not sure if I must also go through the one of the strategic plan. Okay. For the strategic planning session of the committee, we have put a draft together for the committee with identified stakeholders. The first day of the strategic planning session, we thought that the committee should invite the Department of Public Enterprises, the Institute of Directors of Southern Africa, and the Center for Public Enterprises at Wits University. The Institute for Directors being the custodian of corporate governance in terms of the role of the board of directors in companies of government and private companies, and the Center for Public Enterprises being a proposal for an enterprise of its kind that is being developed. It has been developed at the University of Witwatersrand that focuses on public enterprises. And the first presentation that we are proposing is that the Institute of Directors of Southern Africa to focus on corporate governance and also monitoring mechanisms for the portfolio committee to empower the committee to be able to do its oversight and holding the executive accountable, but to focus on legislation, the role of all the oversight bodies being the minister, the boards, the management of the state-owned enterprise and parliament, and also developing the many oversight mechanisms for the committee. And then the committee, we're proposing the discussions, and then the second presentation on the same day to focus on presentation by industry experts. We have tried to put them into three different categories, the first one being transport and manufacturing, energy and aviation. We have proposed the name of Dr. Edwin Richkin to the committee, but Edwin Richkin is a former employee of the Department of Public Enterprises, but now he's with the Center for Public Enterprises at the Wits University, but as somebody who is resourced in terms of all the industries within which state-owned companies operate. But it is just a suggestion to the committee. The committee can identify any other experts. In fact, we have tasked the researcher and the content advisor to also identify names to the committee for the committee to consider. And then the day two of the strategic planning session to look at the strategic plan of the sixth term for the committee, which would entail the priorities of the committee, the oversight mechanisms, and how the committee would operate moving forward for the fifth term in implementing its oversight and holding the executive accountable. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Muchumi. Honourable members, I think it's the time to interact with this presentation of the program. If one would like to omit or add anything, I think it's that time now. Can I give to you, Honourable Swaz?
Chair, morning to you and morning to your colleagues, and thank you for your kind sentiments for the new year. We pray for a blessed year. May I just ask a few questions as we're going through on the Wednesday the 19th? We've got an option to meet with SCOPA, and I think the meetings with SCOPA will be very good, the one on the 18th and the one on the 19th. So I see we've got a choice there, and we might need to consider that because it is quite an issue. We need to have an understanding of the legal implications of being under business rescue. And I would suggest that that could be something we consider, attending that SCOPA meeting with SAA. Then can I just ask, going forward with the stakeholder engagements, I noticed that there are energy experts, for example, Wednesday the 26th, energy experts, and then I noticed there's organized labor, which is good, but I would also suggest that other stakeholders should also then be invited, such as those that are making use of energy, BUSA, for example, that we need to make sure that we are inclusive. So that would be a principle for me going forward, that we should also invite the clients that are impacted by the challenges at ESCOM. And then on Wednesday, the 11th of March, again, we've got stakeholder engagement with Transnet. Now, we know that with Transnet, one of the big issues is relating to the transport of coal. And so one would like to, and that impacts ESCOM, so one would like to have somehow an engagement with the clients of Transnet. You know, we hear Transnet, they come and say it's all fine, but then coal exports, what is happening with the clients of exports, with Transnet, whether it's possible to get someone to give us an input from that perspective, because that would also help us understand some of the challenges. I fully support that we should have organized labor, but I would suggest that we also look at those that are on both the organized labor that are involved, plus the clients that have to make use or want to make use of Transnet, why they're using road and not rail. I think that would be helpful. And then I welcome the strategic planning. May I just, as a general comment, just ask that we also consider somewhere the legacy report of the previous Parliament, and particularly the ESCOM report, which was accepted by Parliament. There are a number of recommendations there that I think we need to have a look at, to what degree they implemented. And we could consider, as I've said earlier or last year, having a meeting with the law enforcement agencies to say what progress is being made. And that could be jointly with Justice on the issues arising from that, the Hawks, the NPA, because it impacts our committee directly. Thank you, Chair, for allowing me to make those comments.
Thank you, Honourable Sars. Honourable Kwanazi.
Thanks, Chair. Siyabingelela nomusha. Chair, thank you very much for the program that is presented to us. Chair, on the 19th of February, can I propose to this committee that we have board meetings? Maybe we can get a date for the first meeting. And I propose that we meet first with the Department of Public Enterprise, maybe on the 18th. Then we have a joint meeting on the 19th. Because I think, Chair, it is very important for us as this committee to meet with the department and to talk with the department, especially on the progress report on resolutions that we have taken last year as this public enterprise portfolio committee, before we engaged any entities. So I think that's important. That meeting with the department is important for us to empower us going forward, than to repeat one the same thing. I so wish the oversight, the strategic planning 18 and 20 will come first before everything, but as it may, I will then support it to be on that days. But can we put in the agenda for the 18 to 20 strategic planning session, can we put the resolutions, the progress report on implementation of the resolutions? Because I feel, Chair, we'll be going around circles if we don't go back on those resolutions and to check how far have we gone and in implementing those resolutions. Lastly, Chair, can we put the oversight visit? We've been, as this portfolio committee, we've been like discussing the issue of oversight visit, I think, for the longest time. Maybe on the second day of the strategic session, can a content advisor or the researcher or the team from the public enterprise put a program on the issue of oversight visit? That would be my contribution, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Mkwanazi. Honorable Kumede.
Thank you, Chair. Ngicela ukubizelela nje simukelane sonke kunyaka ka-2020. Mhlawumbe we hope it will be a wonderful year. Although your reflection yangolesine does not indicate ukuthi kuzoba right, ngoba sizwile kuthiwa makaqala nje nathi siyaqala. So-ke we don't know ukuthi kuzokwenzekani. But Che, I think Honorable Jabu Mkhwana, sorry, usengikhavile kuma point amabili akusadingi ukuthi ngithi I'm re-emphasizing. I had a very strong feeling even long before ukuthi out of the things that have been happening in our absence, you know, at times you wanted to hide because we were very proud in our constituencies as well as home back where we come from to say I'm serving on these committees and this is what these committees are doing. But when we're flooded with load shedding, people started looking for us, saying, why don't you tell them to do this? Why don't you tell them to do that? So I thought we're going to have as an initial this thing that let's just have a meeting, be told exactly what's happening. So if now there is a joint meeting initiated by SCOPA, I support then Honorable Mkhwanazi to say, let's be preview and meet with the department, so that we don't go there and begin to ask questions that we should have sorted out in our own house, and then we go there and lambast. The second one that she has covered me on is, we dropped quite a number of programs last year in 2019. I hope it's the same programs that she is referring to, that can they be brought forward so that we take them, be part, whether we can be done on the same day or any other day. But I think the suggestion is, let's bring back those programs that we dropped. The third one, Chair, is it's just a notification. Unfortunately, this time I spoke to the whip. I said one is now serving on ad hoc committee section 25 and it has a program. Unfortunately, the program that we as a committee we passed or we supported, it looks as if it's going to be reviewed as soon as we get that program, so that we don't break the quorum. We need to report quickly that on these days we may not be available. I suspect that Honorable Telis will as well be part of those programs, the public hearings. So I'm just making a note that there may be such a situation that some of us, we may not be part of the programs that are here. But what I've seen as a positive thing, we mainly start on Thursdays. We leave on Thursdays. It's only this Thursday we are free, the president, but many of the programs that are here are indicating Wednesdays. So we may be available if the program will follow the pattern that it followed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Kumede. Honourable Oshani Pugliu Ngosu Uchilis.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. In fact, I wanted to ask that we, on Tuesday the 18th, that joint meeting with SCOPA, I didn't see the invitation itself when I raised my hand. I've seen that that report was ATC, and there's a number there, so I was going to ask that we have favored that report. So since it's there, then we can get it ourselves. Thank you.
Chair, thank you for the draft program. It's important that we address these issues, particularly as we are in both on an operational stroke delivery level and on a fiscal level in crisis here, I would say, that we address these issues in the manner that we are addressing it. ESCOM and SA and the business rescue team has been working through the holidays, and I welcome that we are finally come to the table to address these issues. I want to underscore my support for the Honourable Swart's suggestions that business be brought on board in terms of their input as to the clients of these entities. And I would also agree that in terms of the choice that's been put out in this document for a briefing by public enterprises on state-owned companies or the joint meeting with SCOPA, that we look into having both. I think it's important. And I think, oh, and in terms of experts, if we can have as soon as possible prospective names for the energy and aviation experts as well who are being considered so we can give input. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Sharia. Any take, Honourable Members? Okay. Mr. Mutsumi.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I think from the input of the members, the meeting of the 18th, which is the meeting with on ESCOM, because we did not have a meeting on a particular day. I'm not sure if the because the member suggested that the one before we meet these entities, we must first meet the department. But on the meeting of Wednesday of SAA, the committee would first want to have that meeting with the department before they meet SAA as a proposal. But now the members must just clarify if the meeting on ESCOM on Tuesday, do we agree to proceed with that meeting for Tuesday, and then on one on Wednesday, we meet the department. I just need clarity there, Chair.
I think in the light that our meeting with the ESCOM, it's not with only us, there is a SCOPA that is already on board in terms of that particular meeting. And then I will suggest that to the to honorable members that perhaps let's ask the secretary to interact with both the department and the SCOPA if we can reschedule, make that swap. We swap those meetings, we take then 18 as our meeting with the public enterprise, and then check if the SCOPA will agree to meet with ESCOM and ourselves on the 19th. Because it's not something that we can decide alone here when actually there is a correspondence from SCOPA in relation to that. Therefore, we'll need to first to engage SCOPA and check that our wish is to have an interaction with the public enterprise first before we actually engage ESCOM. Can we agree to that, Honorable Members? Konasi? Okay. Honorable Schwartz?
Yeah, I appreciate that concern, but one presumes that this is next week already. It's less than a week. And the challenge is, I'm sure that expenses have already been incurred for people to come down. But let's try and pursue that avenue and then fall back if they can't accommodate us, that we then meet a joint meeting, because I think that is a follow-on meeting with their previous engagements with ESCOM already.
Okay.
But it would be important for us to get their briefing documents from SCOPA for us if they, in any case, I think. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Hence the interaction first, before we move anything. We have to do that quickly between today and tomorrow, so that by tomorrow at least we have a sense as to what's going to happen. Okay, Honorable Kumad? No. We were in this program, there is or there. It's not that the meeting are supposed to take place on the same day. There is or either we have this meeting of the at 9 to 1, or we have the meeting with the SCOPA SAA. Yeah, I thought that's where we're supposed to actually take a decision. Yeah. Honorable members. Kwanazi?
I think you should have somebody who wants to also help you.
Let's subject both to the same approach. Okay. Thank you so much.
When we do our strategic workshop, that the researchers also look into the, I think it was UCT, the Professor Eberholt that assisted us in the last parliament. He's got a deep insight into ESCOM. There was a special school from UCT that could help us. I'm not saying we need to use them, but they helped the portfolio committee tremendously. They in fact prepared a booklet on the whole history of ESCOM. And it could be that we could invite someone there who's a energy expert as well. And I think the committee clerk will remember is Dr. Eberholt or something like that. Eberholt or something. But Professor, just to consider. And then are we in agreement to invite other clients as well and possibly BUSA as well? I think that would be important to create the balance. Let's consider that as well. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. As long as we're not going to pay a lot. I won't have a problem, but my worry is when an expert is coming to a lot of costs. But if it's UCT, it's a person from UCT, I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think UCT is just around the corner. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Honourable Members. Can we move to number 4? Or the way forward was also part of the engagement. Thank you. Then, Honourable Members, I think the meeting is closed.